Today's the feast of the memorial of Saint Joseph of Leonissa. Lived in the latter part of the 1500s, 1556. He was born and died in 1612. A Capuchin friar who was known for his austerity and penances, and he was a great preacher as well, preaching in the towns of Italy around Naples and the Umbria area, and he was full of zeal in his preaching and was inspired to go to Constantinople to preach to the Mohammedans there and also to minister to the Christian slaves who were in the galleys. And he did that work, and they saw his Christian living, and so they seized him and tortured him, and tortured him for 3 days. And one of the things they did is they put hooks in his right hand and his right foot, and raised him up on a gibbet, and put a slow fire under him, and were going to roast him to death slowly. But he escaped on the third day, and must have been miraculously cured as well. His escape was definitely considered miraculous, and so he was commanded by the angel who freed him to go back to Italy and preach. And so he preached in the towns of around Naples and Umbria, and preached strongly against the vices of the day, including dances and frivolous living. But he also was known for his reconciling enemies and families and bringing them together. And he performed many miracles and prophecies, and could read hearts as well. And so perhaps we can think a little bit about penance today in this memorial of Saint Joseph of Leonissa, the penances that we embrace as Franciscans, but as Christians. Penance is, of course, a kind of an ugly word, kind of a negative word we kind of inclined to think, but really penance, if it's done properly, should include joy. Should always be joy attached to penances and sacrifices that we do. Otherwise, we're doing it wrong. We're doing it for the wrong motives. We're not doing it in the right spirit of love for God and for neighbor, for the reparation we can do for our Lord. And this should always give us joy. And there's joy in love, and we should do it with great love. We should do penances with great weight love. And as St. Augustine says, there's no labor with love. There's no hardship in labor with love. So we want to do penances with love, and we know there's also a great reward attached to penances that we do. So that should be an incentive to us as well. And as we do penances, of course, we want to look up to Jesus, look to the crucifix, look to our Lord on the cross, and unite ourselves to him, imitate our Lord, and that should give us too incentive to do sacrifices for God and for neighbor. And keeping in mind too, as difficult as it is to sacrifice and to do mortifications, that the grace of God is available to us, and we should pray for the grace to do penance in our role for Franciscans of the Immaculate. Book of Sanctification does say that we should pray for the grace to do penance, and look at Saint Francis, who said later in life, God has given me the grace to begin to do penance. So penance should be a way of life, something we want to work with God's grace as he gives us this grace, and to be open to it, to be open to those corporal and spiritual penances that we can do, the corporal ones, to accept the discomforts of our body, to accept and maybe even to voluntarily choose to do some bodily penances to mortify our flesh and to help souls. But the spiritual penances are even more valuable, curbing our own will, our own desires and selfishness, our impatience and lack of charity, lack of custody of the eyes. These kinds of spiritual mortifications which are so necessary, otherwise we commit sin. And those passive and active mortifications we do, the passive ones, accepting the discomforts and pains and sorrows and illnesses that God will send us, accept them willingly and offer them up as we receive them, offer them up for souls in reparation for our sins and the sins against the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And then those active penances that we do with our will, our voluntary choosing to do sacrifices for God and Our Lady, according to the graces that we receive from God and according to our generosity, our willingness to save souls, to help souls who are suffering and who need so much spiritual help. So penance should equal love, should equal joy, should also equal generosity, all positive things. And so we pray for that grace of penance through our union and our love for Our Lady, who will help us in the beginning, during, and through our life of penance.